The African continent is not the largest customer for U.S. red meat, but it holds tremendous potential for growth. U.S. Meat Export Federation Representative for Africa Matt Copeland explains how USMEF, with support from USDA and the Beef Checkoff Program, is laying the groundwork for future growth in the region.
There is a huge volume of consumers. Nigeria is over 200 million people. By 2100, that's the largest country in the world by population potentially, and China going the other way in terms of their demographic cocks. It's such an important base for us to be looking into. We're a short market for these variety meats. There's still a long way to go in terms of satisfying demand. I'd say we're probably 1,000 tons a month short, and we can accept more offers, and we're glad and willing to try and get more offers into that sub-Saharan African sector of the market. Certainly critical, kidneys, and then there's other products, reclaimed beef head meat, beef tongue roots, as an example, used in manufacturing of hamburger patties in country. It's a wonderful way of starting to introduce consumers to a slightly different flavor.
Copeland notes that a return to more normal shipping rates would open up more variety meat sales in Africa. At the same time, there is significant growth in more traditional grocery chains offering higher-end cuts.
European outlets like Carrefour or ShopRite, which is pioneered from South Africa as a retail organization, they have over 2,500 commercially owned central head office control stores and another 500 approximately franchise stores. Companies like Massmart in South Africa, Walmart has a significant equity position in those businesses. There is the Gini coefficient, there is disparity in terms of earnings, the haves and the have-nots. You have to look after everyone in the market. So variety meat by volume has a massive part to play in making sure adequate nutrition is available and meets those needs of the broader base. But on the other hand, certainly over time, there are going to be opportunities for high-end muscle cuts because they're in demand.
For more, visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.